In other political news, Republican candidate for governor Mark Fisher is making an explosive accusation against the Massachusetts Republican Party. Fisher says that two people, including a state committeeman, called him in December to offer him $1 million to get out of the race. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Mark Fisher says only that he was referred to someone higher up in the party.
The GOP made the illegal offer to me.
The party strongly denies the allegation. It has issued a statement from party chairwoman Kirsten Hughes. Mr. Fisher made numerous false and unsubstantiated statements today, Hughes says. The facts are that Mr. Fisher asked the Mass GOP leadership for $1 million to abandon his lawsuit and later revised his offer to $650,000, not the other way around. Fisher also claims that the party has thus far been unwilling to release tally sheets from the party's state convention earlier this year. At that convention, it appeared initially that Fisher had made the ballot, but party officials decided to count blank ballots and then declared him ineligible because he fell short of the 15% of the vote required. Fisher has sued the party to force it to release the tally sheets.
Those tally sheets from the convention are damning. They're damning. They will show criminal activity.
Fisher is asking Attorney General Martha Coakley to investigate. In her statement, Hughes also denies refusing to open the ballot boxes, saying this is a legal matter. There is a process to follow, and we are abiding by that. We have every expectation that the ballots will be reviewed. At a news conference today, Fisher said first a gag order prevents him from revealing who is the person who first offered him a bribe in December. But when pressed, he agreed that no gag order covers his allegation. He now says that on the advice of his attorney, he's refraining from naming the people who offered him the money. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.